Right, next up we've got Timothy Patrick Hinkle with Slate.
Every day the sun returns with yet more things to do. It won't listen when I say I'd rather stay in bed with you. The sky's been clear, so it stays here, leaving the clear sky blue. I know how the sky is feeling. I've been feeling that way too, so I pray that the sky will turn to gray. When tears can flow, they'll wash away sorrow chalk from my slate gray.
So this may be the most sort of sad and morose song I think we've got in the entire competition. Although there's some competition for that, I think there's some other sad songs in here. I did notice right off the top that the production is a little dark and a little bit muddy compared to some of the other songs that you really hear the full spectrum of the sound, you know, where there's some highs and some lows, where this one's sort of just a little bit darker than the rest of them. I guess that matches the mood, and it also sort of matches Tim Hinkle's like deep, rich vocals, which I think really work well to carry that emotion and that sadness and sorrow. I also thought that some of the lyrics were like sort of poetic and interesting, and like one stanza that I picked out from the lyrics were, "Every day the ache inside expands to fill the space. Burnt in by sun, clawed out by air, living will life erase. Kindly obscured by dark clouds, my composure I'll unlace and let a small measure of sorrow leak away out of my face." So, yeah, I thought that was interesting and sad, and it sort of worked for me. And the whole, you know, slate is in the palette of gray, and I think about, you know, here in Seattle, we have a lot of gray skies, and I know that feeling when you look up at the gray sky and you're kind of feeling blah, like you have to go to work or go to school or something. It can feel really oppressive, and you can sort of, you know, have a connection with the grayness in the sky, which I thought worked for me.
I'd really echo a lot of what was communicated here already. I'm looking particularly at a phrase in the chorus. I mean, I really felt this chorus was affecting. The production kind of opened up when this arrived. There's a couple songs in the competition where I want to really compliment the creative use of rests, or like a shorter phrase at a certain point matched with like a longer, wordier phrase next to it. And kind of the putting those next to each other can sometimes be really effective. And your chorus kind of does that. It starts out with a more empty phrase, "So I pray," and you kind of sit in it for a while. And then toward the end of the chorus, I just want to look at the, it's so good that it's worth kind of like going back for a draft two. And I would anyway change this phrase, "Sorrow's chalk from my slate of gray." Like, tears can flow, they'll wash away. It just like the way that the syllables land on where you're naturally stressing the melody phrases was just kind of backwards. It was "sorrow's chalk from" instead of "sorrow's chalk from my," and also just the image of "sorrow's chalk" seemed kind of clunky to me. So I know that's very like micro focused, but I think the chorus is worth it, that just like a different turn of phrase that really falls well on the melody there could have been great. Also, just this central image that I think is being communicated here, which is like, you want it to rain, you want it to be dreary outside, but not just to like feel sad, but almost like so that the rain can cleanse you and heal you, and then you'll feel better through that. It's kind of a cool turn on sunshiny sort of imagery and music. And Temptations even have this song, right? "I wish it would rain," and like that came to mind, like, the sunlight is too oppressive. I need like some rain to heal me. I liked that.
Yeah. The lyrics are good and clever, and they bemoan the sunny days and wish for clouds and rain to facilitate his weeping, really.
Yeah.
And yet I didn't feel like this was a bummer of a song. So, you know, I should start out here. Full disclosure, I'm a big fan of Tim Hinkle, and we were trying to get him on the podcast for a different competition. And we even owe him a song, but I'm not going to get into that quite right now. But I'll make a play at objectivity by starting with what I don't like about the song, which is the synthesizer. There are like two sound settings that pop up from whatever vintage keyboard he's using. They're in the intro and chorus and the bridge, and those sounds are both just bad, you know. But other than the synthesizer, I admire this song a lot. It's a great chord progression and a wonderful melody. And I like the weird percussion, which is sort of all over the place. Already kind of talked about the lyrics. I think they're good and clever. And I also think it's a really good performance. I mean, his delivery and his inflection makes it sound like he's been performing the song for years. So, like Brian mentioned, there are some maybe questionable stress syllables, but he's so confident about them that I think he sells it. So, you know, it's not something where he's just trying to stumble through it. I think he feels so very, very comfortable in this song, and I admire that.